Good versus evil. We finally here, man. I'm so excited. And I don't know what to do with myself right now. You know, we're going to start off on a good note, like always. And we're pushing positivity into the air and the atmosphere. You know, good vibes, good vibes. But with good vibes, sometimes you have bad feelings. You know, you have anger, you have upset, you have hurt. You know, but with all that, you got forgiveness and, you know, a different chain of emotions that we have. And that's where good versus evil comes in. It's all about opinions and feelings. That's why I came up with good versus evil, because what's good to me might be evil to somebody else, might be bad to someone else, and vice versa. What I look at is something bad and something evil. Somebody else might look at it good. It's all on the lenses. When I say lenses, people's eyes. You know, how do you look at things? How do you look at things through your lenses? You know what I mean? So when it's all said and done, man, everything that we do out here is all opinion, whether you like it or not. Whether I like it or not, it's all opinion, man. I look at things a certain way, you're going to look at things a certain way. You comment on something, or you feel a certain way about something, that's the way you feel. That's your opinion. I don't know what you went through in your life. You don't know what I went through in my life, you know. But we all entitled to have opinion. We all entitled to feel a certain way about things. Excuse me. You know, I got a little cold. You know, that's not going to stop what we got going on. We building greatness over here. We building a network of people that are willing to listen to one another, talk to one another, and be honest about what it is that we feel, you know. But this thing doesn't work if we don't communicate with each other. And when I say this thing called life. In order for us to move forward in life, we have to open up our communications and be able to speak and say what's on your mind. You know, if I don't like something, I don't like it. I'm going to speak up on it. You know, you may not like that I don't like something, but it's your opinion. I got my opinion. I have to be able to respect your opinion. You have to be able to respect my opinion. We don't have to fight. We can agree to disagree. Or we can just disagree. Or we can just agree. What I don't agree with in life, one of the biggest things that I don't agree with in life is we're at a point now where we're being forced to accept certain things. We're being forced to feel a certain type of way. And if you don't feel that certain type of way, or you don't accept that, you're wrong. Oh, I don't care what it is. And I'm not speaking on me personally right now. I'm just saying overall in general. If I'm not gay, right, and I say I don't like that, that's my opinion. I'm not a basher. I just said I don't like that. So someone would take that as, oh, he doesn't like gay, so he's a basher. He's a gay basher. He has to accept it. I don't have to accept anything. So if I'm a murderer, I'm out here killing left and right. Do you have to accept that? Because that's no different. You would say, oh, that's different. No, it's not. I'm trying to force you to accept something that you don't like. You might not like me because I'm a murderer. That doesn't mean we can't coexist. We just don't like what it is that we do. See, and that's the problem that I have right there. So who's good and who's evil? If you live a certain way, I don't like it. You telling me I'm wrong for not liking it. Who's wrong? Who's evil? Who's good? You can't really gate that. We both looking at something, and it's something about whatever this subject is that we don't like. So your side can't be any better than my side. Vice versa. You got something going on, I don't like it. you don't like the fact that I don't like that something that you got going on. So you tell me I'm wrong. But I think you, whatever it is that you're doing is wrong. So we're at a stalemate. It's a problem that we have out here. And it's just in whole. We have to get that together. We have to be able to learn how to communicate. I don't have to like you. You don't have to like me. That doesn't mean we can't communicate. I might talk to you once in my life. You might talk to me once in your life. I don't have to like you. We communicate and we go about our ways. That should be life, especially with the people that you deal with every day. Communication is the one thing out here that starts most problems. It solves the most problems. It creates the lack of communication, creates the most problems. And that all stems around one thing that we overlook so much in life: opinions. Everything is based off opinion. Whatever you eat, I don't care if it's fact attached to that, it's still an opinion because it's the way you feel. Oh, I'm a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. Oh, well, I eat meat. Well, the body says that you're not supposed to be eating meat. You're only supposed to eat plant-based diet. How you know that? Was you here? Did you talk to God personally? Or if you didn't talk to God or whatever it is you believe in, whoever it is you believe in, was you here and did you talk to him personally for you to know what's right and what's wrong? So everything is based upon opinion. You might not like it, but it's fact. It's opinion. It sounds crazy, but an opinion is what runs everything out here. I think I'm supposed to be walking on the left side. You think you're supposed to be walking on the right side. That's your view. You want to be Muslim. You want to be Christian. You want to be Jewish. You want to be atheist. You believe in one God. You believe in many gods. Nobody knows. You wasn't here. It's your opinion. Oh, I live off faith. I know. I feel it in my spirit. And okay, that's what you feel. Still an opinion. Oh, God has showed me the way. Still your opinion. No such thing as God. Still your opinion. Win, lose, or draw. I don't care how you slice it, how you cut it, how you dice it. It's all opinion. Everybody got one. It's like asshole. Everybody got one. It's all full of shit. My way is no better than your way, man. It's just my way. It's what worked for me. So I'm going to put that out in the world. Maybe whatever you've been doing works for you, but there's a different way that you can do it. I'm not even going to say a better way, just a different way. And you might do that and it make you feel better. I'm not saying that that way is better. It made you feel better. We don't know a lot of things that we say we know. Because I don't care how you cut it, how you slice it. It's still an opinion. It's what you think. If you wasn't here, especially if it's something from the, you know, earlier times, or it's a belief, or you wasn't here. Oh, my grandmother told me that my ancestors this, or my great-great... Sorry. My great-great-great-great-grandfather did this and said this. Okay, that's fine. I used to, like, I used to say this one crazy thing, you know, and it lives with me till the day. What if the first person that ever touched this earth was a compulsive liar? Then that means everything that anybody's ever been told is based upon a lie. You don't know. So everything you walk with is opinion. I'm going to keep saying the same stuff over again. Because it needs to sit in your head. It needs to resonate. You need to understand your life, your actions, your motives, your moods, your everything that you do is based upon the way that you think, the way that you feel. And it's your opinion on life. I'm strong about what I believe in. I'm strong about how I walk. I'm not easily wavered. But if I'm walking a certain way and somebody brings something to me and it make me feel different, and, you know, I can change the way I feel. So that means what I was feeling at first, you know, that was my initial opinion. Now I got a different opinion on it. Your opinions can change. It's like converting from, you know, Christian to Muslim, or Muslim to Jewish, or atheist to something, or voodoo, or whatever it is. You felt a certain way and your opinion changed. You used to like tall dudes. Now you like small dudes, short dudes. Your opinion changed. You used to like slim and cut. Now you like big and round. Your opinion changed. Your view on it changed. Whatever it was, it changed. Well, look, we ain't going to wrap y'all up, or I'm not going to wrap y'all up. You know, this is just the beginning. I had to get this one out here. And we're going to have many more of these discussions. You know, I'm going to get it to the point where we can call in and you know, we can have dialects going back and forth. And like I said, this platform right here is all love. We can agree to disagree. We can fight. We can fuss. We can do all that. But we're doing it out of our opinion. We're doing it out of opinion, and we're doing it out of love and respect for one another. You tell me your opinion, I tell you my opinion. It's just the way I feel. My way is always going to be right to me, unless it changes. Your way probably going to always be right to you. But we just got to agree to disagree, or we got to agree to agree, or we just totally disagree. You feel what I'm saying? It's all love, peace and love. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep getting better. And this platform right here, like I said, this here is only the beginning. You know? Always remember this before we get out of here. It's 10 things that require no talent. Being on time, your work ethic, your body language, your attitude, being coachable, being prepared, passion, doing extra, energy, and effort. 10 things that require no talent. Being on time, work ethic, body language, attitude, being coachable, being prepared, passion, doing extra, energy, and effort. Hey, this Insomnia TV. This me, your boy, whatever you want to call me. I'm out. Peace and love.